It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 8 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We're going to talk about the number 52 today as we talk about several people that made an impact with the number 52. You know, the first one's my biggest favorite.
And my least.
I know.
Ray Lewis.
I mean, being facetious.
Yeah, you can't deny the man was a great linebacker. Despite playing for the Baltimore Ravens and despite just not being a very good guy. is definitely a dominant one. At 51 last week, we had a bunch of linebackers.
We did.
Some mean linebackers at 51.
And Ray Lewis falls in that category.
He does. He probably should have wore 51.
Yeah. And probably gave one of the greatest Hall of Fame speeches ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess I'll have to take your word for it.
You should YouTube it if you hadn't seen it.
Did he say anything about the Steelers?
Not that I'm
not a chance. Okay. Jamal Wilkes, pretty good NBA player, has some rings with the Lakers. Patrick Willis was a great linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to save the best one for last. Robert Brazil. I remember Robert Brazil in the old Houston Oiler days. He was mean.
Yeah, he was.
A guy who I take for my conditioning program, CC Sabathia.
Yeah.
he encourages me to stay in shape.
I thought you were saving the best for last, but we're about to get to a Green Bay Packer.
Well, I'm saving the best for last. Clay Matthews.
Love Clay Matthews.
Yes. I'm telling you, that's a guy that I don't know. He may have had all the athletic ability in the world, but he just seemed to have drive and heart and.
You know,
comes from a football family.
Yeah, yes. And we talk about some kids at times, a lot of times in basketball, about being a Tasmanian devil. Clay Matthews was a Tasmanian devil on the football
field. He was at the pro level. Tegan Gallardo of NFL.
That's right.
Hey, before you get to what you're saving your best for last, back to Patrick Willis. He's one of the few NFL players that you see that retires in his prime.
Yeah, that's right. He was away at the top
of his game.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And I've got on here a center, Frank Gaskey of the Marshall Thundering Herd, in the NFL Hall of Fame, played for the Cleveland Browns, also in Marshall's Hall of Fame, of course. He was the first inductee into the Herd's Ring of Honor, and NFL Hall of Famer needs to be on this list.
I agree.
So,
even if he is from Marshall,
you're just not a rallying cry.
With a 5 second
delay.
I'm
with you, man. I'm with you.
Even if we did look around like, who? we agree.
The great Gatsky.
Yeah.
The great Gatsky.
Google it, young people.
Yeah.
It is a leather helmet guy, but he was a great one.
All right.
All right. Well, let's get started, man. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Not as much as usual because. We only had one team out of our eight teams that played last week.
Well, Cossetop played some.
That's true.
So we had two out of eight.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Thank you for correcting me
That's okay.
Before we talk about the Nashville Scrappers, I just wanted to say at Hometown Poultry Supply, they're not just equipment dealers. They are poultry growers just like you, and they know the struggles. They know the solutions, and they're there to help you succeed. From turnkey construction to upgrades and repairs, we've got the knowledge and the brands to keep your operations running. And when trouble hits, they are there for you 24/7, day or night. You can find them at 1516 South 4th Street in Nashville, right next to McDonald's Hometown Poultry Supply, where we treat our customers the way we want to be treated.
All right, let's talk about the Nashville Scrappers. Seems to be a running theme through this podcast, but they were off last week also.
They were.
Man, yeah. Everybody's lazy.
Yeah, we'll hear this when I talk to Coach Cheshire, and part of what I talked to him about, I asked him about having an off week, because, you know, that hadn't been going on for that long.
Yeah.
Only 3, 4, 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Somebody at the AAA,
they wanted
smoke started coming out of their ears, and a light bulb went up above his, hey,
I got a great idea. Week zero.
There you go. That's right. But anyway, you know, I got a chance to talk to him about it. And there's some advantages and disadvantages to it, I think.
There's no way that all these teams will take the same week off. Nah. Yeah.
Well, they kind of have to, just about, don't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, what are you thinking? Yeah. What are you thinking? If this is the way you're going to do it, just make a dead week out of what would be week three, the fourth week of the season. How about this?
Make week zero, nobody plays on it. And then week one, everybody starts. Well, and then they just play through all that.
I think from a logistics standpoint, that may make the most sense.
Yeah.
And that way you're starting the season in September instead of in August.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Anyway, back to the Nashville Scrappers after that rant. Nashville Scrappers 1-2, and you know,
this AAA moment has been brought to you by Greg Revels.
A very unfortunate 1-2. They played the Dardanelle Sand Lizards. Hate that. The Dardanelle Sand Lizards. The week before their bye week, and lost that game by 2 points, but had opportunities to win that game. I think they could, they could have been 2-1. They get a week off after that, playing the number two team in 4A overall, and guess what they get as a reward? They get to play the number one team in 4A.
Nice.
Overall.
So I'm going to say one of the best teams in the state, maybe in the best 10 teams of the state, regardless of class.
Yeah. And they're not quite there, according to the Democrat, because I double-checked to look and see.
Yeah, but Markey wasn't number one for a while, too.
That's right. That's right.
Season? That was a couple seasons ago.
I think at the end of the year, Arkadelphia will be in the top 10.
I think you're right.
And so they played – Arkadelphia's played two 5A schools from the 5A South, so we're both really familiar with them.
Yeah.
And these teams, Camden Fairview and Hot Springs, were both – picked as playoff teams.
That's correct.
So they're playoff teams in 5A. Lake Hamilton, 6A school, always been really good.
Yeah.
And Badgers took them on, beat them all.
Yeah. And there have been seasons the Badgers have went 0-3 in the non-conference and still won the state championship in 4A.
Right.
They're 3-0 coming into the conference this year.
Yeah.
Tough assignment for the Scrap. But, you know, Nashville's got a lot of talent. I think they're well coached, and I think that they go down there thinking that they can win.
Yeah, yeah, and they got to do what they do, you know, and you can have a lot of mistakes because Arkadelphia is going to pick and probe and find your weak spot. You fix that, they're going to find another one, and that's just the way that they play. And their line is huge. I mean, their offensive line is almost college size, small college size anyway.
Yeah.
Mm. And so just it's going to be a tough game for the Scrap, but I think that, talking to Coach Cheshire, they're ready to play. They've done some things. They've worked on themselves for a while. Then they started working on Arkadelphia, getting the game plan in. They know what they want to do and what they have to do to make this a good game and come out with a victory. And I look for it to be an extremely close game.
I think so, too.
I think
this is one of the games you hang in there, mm-hmm. and then – maybe you have the ball at the end and win.
That's right. And because Nashville has that athletes to play with anybody.
Yeah.
Mm. And I looking for a good outcome here. Let's see what Coach Cheshire has to say about this.
I'm here with Coach Brad Cheshire of the Nashville Scrappers. Coach, we got a little break after the Dardanelle game week before last. And what'd you work on during that off week?
Well, we spent a lot of time on us and fixing some things that needed to be fixed coming off of Dardanelle. And so it gives you an opportunity to spend a little more time just fixing some of those things offensively, defensively, special teams. And so we took advantage of that, but also, gave us the opportunity to, if we did have any dudes banged up, kind of gave us an opportunity to get them healthy, which for the most part, coming out of Dardanelle, we were healthy. We had one kid that was banged up a little bit, but he's good to go. Carson Chambers, he's cleared and good to go. So we got everybody back and healthy, ready to go for this week. But, we spent Monday on a lot of film, watched more film on Monday than we normally do. And then lifted, went out in helmets only Monday, got some conditioning in. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we put more emphasis on going out, being physical, and going in pads. And so, you know, like I said a while ago, we did a lot of stuff that, you know, helped us get better at doing what we do. But, you know, we also spent a good amount of time last week on Arkadelphia prep.
Yeah.
And just getting our kids, you know, ready for that instead of waiting until this week. We spent quite a bit of time last week doing that as a team, but also as coaches, you know, spending time preparing for them as well. But Friday, we lifted, stretched really, really good, got them out at the bell. Friday, just to give them an opportunity. I know I had some kids that wanted to go to some football games, and so gave them that opportunity to kind of have that afternoon and evening off, and thought it was good for them. But you know, for a bye week, you never know what you're going to get as far as effort. But I thought last week's practices and during that bye week, I thought it was productive. I think it helps a little bit. Just, you know, we lost versus a very good Darnell team, but it was a game that our kids know that we should have won. And so I think that, I think that kind of drove us, you know, last week just to go get better and continue to push and continue to grow as a team.
Yeah, and that was one of the questions I was going to ask you real quickly. You know, I didn't know anything about a bye week, and when you played, they didn't have bye weeks. Do you think that's an advantage to a football team to have a bye week during the season?
Yeah, I think it can be. It just depends on when it is. You know, I thought this bye week for us, I think it hits at the perfect time, just coming off such an emotional game versus Darnell. Being able to have that week off before you go play another big-time 4A opponent, just having that extra week of preparation, but also just, you know, it allows yourself to get healthy if you have some guys banged up. But biggest thing for us is – and I guess, you know, a lot of teams can say the same, and Arkadelphia can say the exact same as I am. I mean, they had a bye week, and so that gives them – more time for prep as well. But I think it all depends on when your bye week is and where it falls in your season. But, you know, since they've added this week zero game, you know, to the state of Arkansas, you know, that has allowed everybody to get a bye week, you know, early in the year, non-conference, which some teams get theirs the very first week. You know, they don't play till 1, 2, 3, but I like the way our schedule's set up, where we play 0, 1, 2, and then we take off 3 and then get ready for conference play. So, you know, that's another thing. Just you kind of move on, you get over the non-conference, and now everybody 0-0, kind of recharge the batteries. Let's get ready to enter conference play and make a run.
Yeah, that sounds good. Talking about conference play, I mean, just to go back for a week, you know, had a really tough game against Darnell, the number 2 team in 4A. And, you know, like you said, could have won that game. But guess what you get for playing that well in that game? You get the number 1 team in 4A, the Arkadelphia Badgers, who are in your conference. And so huge game going to be at Arkadelphia Friday night. And what do you think about that, Coach Chesser?
Well, they are a very good football team with a ton of experience back on this team from last year's state championship team. These kids that we're going up against this Friday, they know how to win. They know what it takes to win. You can tell just watching film. They play with that swagger and that confidence. They've got dudes everywhere on the field. Offensively, they've got a quarterback that started last year as a sophomore that led them to a state championship. You know, he's a junior this year, throws the ball very well, and makes a lot of good decisions and a lot of good reads. And one thing that they do so well is being able to throw off of their run game. Coach Shucker does a really good job of finding weaknesses in the defense and attacking it. And he'll attack it until you fix it. And then when you fix it, there's a weakness in every defense known to man. And once you fix that one, he'll go find the other weakness. So it's just one of those that, you know, you got to be multiple defensively versus them. Know when to drop, you know, seven, know when to send four, know when to, you know, send six and drop, you know, five. But it's just one of those games that we're going to have to be very, very fast and physical defensively. Their offensive line is very big up front, good size. They've got receivers out there that can hurt you. But, you know, defensively, they'll be the best defense that we'll see all year. Their defense is just unbelievable how good they are. They base out of a 4-3, and they're very multiple out of what they do. But their defense is impressive. And, you know, not a lot has changed from last year's state championship team when it comes to their defense. And they do such a good job in the run game. Extremely hard to run the football versus their box. But they also have backers and corners and safeties that can play the pass. And so it's going to be an extremely tough game for us offensively. I mean, our coaches have a really good plan going into it. And, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where it's an exciting opportunity, you know, because you're going up against the best. I mean, and probably most would consider the best team in 4A until they're knocked off of that pedestal. But they, you know, it's a good – we have a very good challenge in front of us. And I know our kids look forward to going over there and competing.
Well, I think you said just about everything I could say about Arkadelphia. I mean, they are coming off a state championship. They are a very good football team. They beat two 5A teams, 5A South teams that were at least at the beginning of the year considered contenders for playoff spots in 5A, and then they beat Lake Hamilton last, which was a 6A team. So, you know, one of the things that's impressed me most about Arkadelphia was the size of their line, though. They're just huge on offense, across offensive line, all the way across. But you know, the thing about it is that's why they play the games.
Sure. That's right, and their offensive line is big, and you know what they give you defensively is defensively they've got four down linemen that are just four athletic kids that can run. They're strong up front, but I tell you, Coach Kaiser, their defensive coordinator, does a very good job of playing disciplined football. You know, when you watch those kids on defense, they fit everything the right way. You can tell that they're very well coached and they do what they're coached to do. So, got a lot of respect for these guys and what they're doing, and got a lot of respect for this team. But at the end of the day, we've got to go do what we do, be really, really good at what we do offensively. We got to find a way to gain, you know, to create positive plays, move the football as good as their defense is. We can't just go three and out. We've got to be able to move the football, sustain drives, and keep our defense off the field. And defensively, we've got to find ways to make stops early and create good field position for our offense. So, you know, this game's going to come down to field position, I think, more than anything. But also, we've got to make sure we protect the ball and not create negative plays. You know, that's one thing that their defense is very good at, is getting you behind the chains. And so we've got to create positive plays. And you know, this is one of those games. You're playing one of the best teams in 4A, and we're going to have to play, you know, dang near perfect football. But again, like I said a while ago, I know our coaches and kids are excited for this opportunity and this challenge, and we look forward to going over there and just giving them everything that we got.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and looking forward to hearing next week about a scrapper victory over those Badgers over in Arkadelphia. We'll be pulling for you and talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Since 1966, York Gary Autoplex has been serving Southwest Arkansas over 60 years of supporting families, schools, and of course, our scrappers. Just like the scrappers never quit on the field, York Gary has never quit on this community. Generations have trusted York Gary, not just for vehicles, but for honesty, service, and relationships that last. York Gary Autoplex, celebrating 60 years of service and always going the extra mile.
Time to talk about the MENA Bearcats. The MENA Bearcats, off last week, host the Pottsville Apaches, who are 1-2. Mina, man, they're on a tear.
Mm-hmm.
And
they are.
And they're in the top 10 in some bowls in the state in 4A.
Yeah, and when you think about it, Mina has won 13 of their last 15 football games, which puts them in rare air in our region as far as high school football. Pottsville, a traditionally very tough team. I know Coach Bentley scheduled Stegler, Oklahoma to kind of get them ready for Pottsville. But Mina's getting ready to face five teams that a lot of people think are going to contend for the conference title. We've seen these situations before, Greg, where there's four teams going to make a playoffs and there's five really good teams and one team gets left out.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think that's the situation Mina might be in this year. This is a big game, even though it's just the fourth game of the year.
Yeah, and they're going to get the host Pottsville, which is very beneficial. You don't have
They got a great home field advantage.
Yeah, because there's no way to get to Pottsville from Mina.
Do you fly?
Well, you have to go around and come back.
Okay.
Is what you have to do, right, Jeff?
Never been there.
So you saying Pottsville's leaving?
Well,
like
Pottsville's next is close to Russellville. And to go to Russellville, you have to take – there's two pig trails, an old mail route, and then you have to
so
go
So you feel
over
like you're in
hill.
West Virginia.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
It'd be like in West Virginia other than people have shoes on when you see them walking. So – But
I apologize to the three people in West Virginia that listen to this podcast. All my family.
And wear shoes.
That's
yeah,
right.
And put your shoes on. Hey, but anyway, it's going to be a big advantage for me to have them at home. And you know, I don't know. I mean, I see Mina as just getting better and better. I think that they're really on the – uptick as far as what they're doing. And I think it's going to be, you know, I think they're going to be one of the top couple of teams in their conference. But
and that's a sign of good coaching. Yeah. And you need a little bit of luck to do that because you need to stay injury free and things like that. But Mina, for at least the last two or three years, has been a team that's got better as the years went on.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what Coach Bentley says about the Mina Bearcats this week.
Of the Mina Bearcats, Mina, the eight teams we cover, the only one that's still unbeaten. I don't want to jinx you, Coach, but it is.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah.
And how did the Bearcats handle the bye this week?
Yeah, we had a good bye week. It's always interesting. You know, we try to use the first part of it to kind of focus back on us a little bit and kind of reflect on our non-con and see what we did right, what we did wrong, what we need to do to be better heading into conference. And then the last part of the week, we kind of shift our gears to that next game for us as Pottsville. So thought we had a really good week. We got, you know, we're pretty healthy right now, which is a blessing, and we got to stay that way. And then, you know, being able to get a head start on a prep for the next week's huge too.
One of the great Arkansas football nicknames, the Apaches of Pottsville, and they're coming to your place. Is that right?
Yeah, excited to be back home. We've been on the road throughout the first 4 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, we're excited to be get in front of our crowd.
What do we know about the Apaches?
Really good football team. You know, I think there's several of these type teams in our conference where we're all kind of us, Lamar, you know, them, Ozark. We're all kind of in the same boat here. So those are going to be competitive games. We have we do a lot of similar but different type things as well, too. You know, they're going to move around and be aggressive on defense and play some option and read game on offense and then try to lull you to sleep with that and hit you over the top. So a good football team, very well coached. Coach Russ does a good job over there and always has. And you know, that's it's a big game and it's got big implications too. Like I said, we have teams that are very similar. So this game, I mean, it's kind of weird and hard to say that the first conference game of the year has playoff implications, but this one definitely does for both teams.
Well, in your conference, I think it does because everyone that I've talked to, about your all's conference says, you know, there's not a lot of difference between 1 and 5 and you know, head to head's going to play a big part of it. Probably one pretty good football team ain't gonna make a playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, for us, we start out with them, then we got Lamar, and then we got Ozark. So I mean, you know, those teams right there. You know, for us, we've got to have a good start in that 3-game stretch, and it starts with Pottsville. And you know, we don't want to be playing for the playoffs on week 9 and 10. We want to be playing for seeding.
That is a great point. And Bearcats, in my mind, have one of the best home field advantages in our part of the state. So get out there and support them this week.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, you have a good week, and hopefully next week we're talking about a Bearcat victory.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Appreciate it. Go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic here to assist you in meeting all of your veterinary needs in Southwest Arkansas. Think of them as your other family doctor. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West in DeQueen. You can give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. To schedule your appointment today, and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, you can call them at 870-898-5181. And join the rest of the community that believes in Martin Veterinary Services. Just look at their reviews. 5 stars across the board. You can trust no one better to take care of your furry one's needs, whether big or small. Routine checkups, spay and neutering, medications, and so much more. Place your trust in Martin Veterinary Services and you won't be disappointed. They're huge pillars of the community as well, sponsoring local sports, community events, and fundraisers, so much more. Southwest Arkansas thanks to Queen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Services for the excellent care they provide. Martin Veterinary Services, proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
Now we're going to discuss the Dirks Outlaws, and again, Dirks Outlaws off last week.
Oh,
Tuttle, what'd you do?
Nothing.
I've done a lot of hashtagging. Oh. Hashtag 5NFGL. Hashtag sweepstakes. Mentioned T-Mobile and Dirks High School.
That's right.
Got a little contest going. We've done a lot of that on our off week, and we try to get some kids healthy.
Beautiful.
Well, they play the Lafayette County or Lafayette County, according to Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Cougars, who are 1-2, Cougars beat Costot River 42-7 last Friday. What say ye?
I also say ye, Lafayette. I catch a lot of flack over that, but they'll always be the Lafayette County Cougars to me. I expect a good matchup. It's been a good matchup the last 2 years when they've played, you know, close scoring games. And as you look over the Cougars' names, I mean, they got kids that we've mentioned on the radio, you know, for a few years. The Walters kid at running back, I mean, he's a heck of an athlete.
I'm going to tell you what, if I was a fantasy, high school fantasy football draft, Walters would be one of my backs. He is. I've seen him with my own eyes, and he is the real deal.
Is this the numbers that he had against y'all here?
This is
214 yards.
Yeah, he had 214 yards and two TDs against us. Started the game with a 76-yard run, first play of the ball game, he's all that in a bag of chips.
Trey Natton, quarterback for him, and you know I've called that name a lot the last couple of years, but. Now, the Walters kid, at one point last year, they went to, like, a direct snap to him, and that's
the whole
that's
second
hard to
half
defend.
Against us.
Yeah. and came within a two-point conversion of beating us.
Yes.
Yeah, they ran out a lot against the Outlaws last year. But, you know, one of the kids, and you also have him mentioned here, that stands out to me for the Cougars, Zacharian Lawson, and I've mentioned him the last 2 years. He started as a freshman on defense and was one of the more impressive linebackers I've seen in high school football, and I'm sure that hadn't changed. He was all-state selection last year as a sophomore.
Well, when they ran that Wildcat against us this couple Friday nights ago, when they would put him in the ball game to block when they ran that Wildcat.
Yeah, they done that against us too.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Outlaws are at home, but we expect a good matchup and hope some of the Outlaws coming off injury are feeling a little bit better and get some playing time.
That's what I was going to ask about injuries. I mean, you got anybody that got healed up over that period of time that you know of? Or
I hadn't really got to talk to anybody this week about all that, but, you know, so I'm not sure how the healing process is going for them, but I know we had some banged up pretty good after our last game.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dirks Outlaws, they're hosting the Lafayette County Cougars.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And Jeff Tuttle be on the mic. I don't know what the frequency is because it changes all the time.
98.7.
Oh yeah, 98.7.
The Maverick.
Yeah, the Mavericks on the Maverick. Yeah, Jeff Tuttle and
I tried to
Spud
get them to
rename
it to the Outlaw, and they didn't cooperate.
They should have done that. That would have been great.
Outlaws on the Outlaw?
Yeah, that would have been great. But anyway,
another missed opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, they'll be hosting the Lafayette County Cougars Friday night. Let's see what Coach Paul Ernest says about that.
I'm here with Outlaw Coach Paul Ernest. And Coach, how'd the bye week treat you guys?
Yeah, the bye week was pretty good. We got to focus on us, get a little bit of a head start on Lafayette County. But for the most part, we focused on our defensive fits and tackling and pursuit to the ball. Got some things cleaned up on the offensive side, and then jumped right into Lafayette County.
Well, you know, that I'm not much help to anybody most of the time, but I can help you a little bit with the Cougars. I've got to see them play once, and two or three young men come to mind. Jordan Walters, 23, their halfback. He's just quicker than a hiccup, man, and can get to the corner quick. I'm sure that you've got a look at him this week.
Oh, yeah. They 23, he's a good player. They rotate a lot of kids in it. Well, they rotate a lot of kids into what we call a heavy set, which right. is, I guess, beast formation stuff. He's one of the kids that carries it in that. And, you know, we've got more of a focus right now on fixing our things that we're doing poorly, like tackling and fitting, being physical. We, you know, bye week's kind of one of those times where you want to get healthy. You want to try to get some bumps and bruises healed up before you get into the conference season. But with what we had in a deficiency through our non-conference schedule, we had to address, which there's no easy way to address, you know, fitting better on the tackles and fitting better into your run scheme. And, we didn't get anybody banged up that I know of, but all those cats over there can run. So, they're a concern.
Well, and they're surprisingly big. I was, they don't have a lot of numbers, but they do have some big young men. And the Knighton kid, the quarterback, throws a pretty good ball. So you know they are definitely a threat.
Yeah, they are kind of our kryptonite a little bit. What they do, to be honest, we're not very big. We've not been very physical up to this point. Although that's one of the things that we've addressed that. You know, we're going to keep seeing those big sets and people pounding it right at us if we don't, kind of tighten up our bootlaces, so to speak, and get to work. So, what they do is a hard thing for us. Their speed and athleticism, I would say, is better than ours. And so we have to go out and execute better and perform better.
Well, you do have them in the holler, so you're going to have the home field going for you guys and your community behind you.
Oh yeah, that's a big thing. That's one of those things that you just can't prepare for it in practice. It can get a little bit overwhelming for teams coming in there, especially when things are going good for the Outlaws. It can get loud. It can get pretty hostile at times.
You're pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah, it can get pretty crazy. Sometimes it's not towards the opponent. Sometimes it's towards us. But, it is what it is. And, fans are fans, and they care deeply. And fan is short for fanatic. So,
That's right.
I had a guy tell me this week that the problem with our kickoff coverage unit, we're not very good at it. And he was talking more about junior high, but his response was, why don't y'all just kick it in the end zone and quit trying to cover it? I'm thinking, boy, if I had one kid that could kick it anywhere close to the end zone, that's what we'd be doing. But, it's not like we're trying to figure out ways to screw this thing up.
Well, I've always been impressed with the Outlaw faithful. And, there's a lot of high school fan bases around the state that are apathetic, and I think it's better for them to care than be apathetic, and they definitely care.
There ain't no doubt about that. I've said that to several coaches that have, they kind of comment at times, and then they'll turn around and complain about, they can't get kids to practice. They community just doesn't care. And I'm like, well, you can't complain that they're on your butt when things aren't going good, and then turn around and complain that, they don't care when things are going bad. I mean, it's going to be one or the other, and I'd rather it be there on your butt than not caring. So, we got a great fan base, and I wouldn't trade them.
Well, and I would totally agree with that. Not game related, but I want to leave you with the thought. I had to kind of defend your Buckeyes on the show last week. They're off to a good start.
Yeah, they hadn't played particularly well. I think they're getting settled in with a new quarterback and new defensive coordinator, but they're pretty good.
Well, I'm gonna have Tuttle lay off them for you.
Well, Tuttle, he's Tuttle, so I mean, I said this to him before, and I'm baffled by it. Honestly, I'm baffled by how many people come at me pretty good about my Buckeyes, and you know, my response is usually something along the lines of, well, you know, nobody cares if Vandy wins. Nobody knows if, you know, the whole nation doesn't know if Arkansas loses. Only Arkansas fans know, but let the Buckeyes lose a game, and by golly, everybody knows. So, you know, I'd rather be in that situation than the situation that, you know, a lot of teams are in where nobody even notices that they're there.
Well, Coach, you've been so gracious with your time all season, and I hope next week we're talking about a big win over the Lafayette County Cougars.
Well, I hope so. I'll tell you this, Tony. I told my wife after I was scrolling through Facebook last night that we moved up a slot in our bye week. I was thinking about canceling the rest of the season to see if we couldn't be declared state champion by the end of the year. So,
yeah, but you just take you know, 7 weeks off. And
that's always a good thing. But appreciate what you do for our kids. Appreciate your show very much. And go Outlaws.
Go Outlaws. Thank you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All right. And I want to give a massive, massive shout out to our brand new title sponsor for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, helping us in so many different ways by sponsoring us. It is Pilgrim's Pride. And, hey, man, you can go to jobs.pilgrims.com if you want to learn more about what it's like working for Pilgrims. But we've talked about it a lot on this podcast. A lot of their areas overlap with ours, and they employ the community. They're a lifeline here, and it's not just working in the actual plants. It could be you're a poultry farmer and you are raising chickens for Pilgrims. You're driving the trucks. You're doing there. It's so many different things. So many different jobs for you out there. Plus, we get to all go to the store and enjoy great chicken from them as well. So their mark is everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, you don't even have to do that. If you're eating chicken somewhere at a donation, Pilgrims probably donated that. And a lot of times cooked it.
True.
Their employees cooked it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very involved in the community, you know. So in all the communities. And, you know, you talk about there are so many different people that are associated with Pilgrims and with the chicken industry, mm-hmm. doing different things that, you know, they employ and they benefit so many areas of our local community. They've got a hatchery over in Nashville. They've got a feed mill north of Nashville.
Right.
They've got this plant in DeQueen, which is one of their biggest plants and one of their most productive plants.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Listen to this kind of list of jobs, and there's so much more than this, too. But you can hop, if you want to join the Pilgrims team, you can find jobs in accounting and finance and administration, animal welfare, building and grounds, business and operations, culinary, customer service, driving, engineering, environmental health and safety, fabrication operations. You can join hourly productions, hourly maintenance, hourly sanitations. Human resources they hire for, internships they have, talent programs, finance and fabrication operations. It's endless, the amount of that. Sales and marketing, I mean, research and development. There's a place for everybody to work at Pilgrim. So maybe you're not on the production floor. Maybe you're not that kind. You want to be in the office. Maybe you want to be driving the truck. Maybe you want to be doing sales. All of it is available to
Security
you.
Security guard.
Security guard. That's right.
Yeah.
There's literally no stone unturned when it comes to working with Pilgrims. So, and the greatest part about it is their benefits. Let's be honest. You can learn so much more about Better Futures, their free community college program we talked about a couple episodes ago. Their insurance, comprehensive medical plans for the care you need, growth. No better company to take ownership of your own career growth than Pilgrim's Pride. Learning, take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development program. This is not like one of those businesses where they're going to hold you down. They want you to stay in down. They encourage it. Move on up in the company. 401ks, paid holidays and time off, and so much more. The benefits at Pilgrim's are absolutely amazing. So, you know, I know you can drop a application by. They have an office for that, and then also you can just go online at jobs.pilgrims.com.
Yeah, they're looking for you today.
That's right. If you think you can join their team and be an asset to one of a thriving company here in Southwest Arkansas, join Pilgrim's Pride today.
And it's time to talk about the Costot River Eagles. The Eagles did something this week, Tony.
Well, they played two varsity football games in a week and beat Waldron's B team on Monday
I have 19-13. It was actually 19-16 after I talked to Coach Barrett, but a huge win. It's so important for those young men to have some success at the varsity level. And last week we got to talk to Coach Barrett about where they're likely going to be as far as conferences and classification next year. Getting a win this season was really important to the football program. And then on Friday, they travel to Lafayette County and get to play under the lights Friday night, high school football, same as everybody else. And, they lose 42-7, but he's still very proud of the way that the Cougars, or excuse me, the Eagles played.
Coach Barrett, is the perfect coach to start a football program.
He is.
I mean, he's got the attitude right. He's working them right. He's getting them set up for success in the future. And them getting the win against Waldron's B team is just a huge win for them.
And
look forward to seeing what they can continue
when
to
they
do.
Blow up the Jaguars and move them to London. Coach Barrett, your guy.
Yeah, that's right.
He might not want to move.
Huh?
He might not want to move, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't move to London, to be honest.
Me either. But anyway, just doing a great job, and no games for them this week, right, Tony?
That is correct. There's a junior high game this week, Mansfield, but no varsity.
Yeah, so we'll Tony got a chance to talk to Coach Barrett, so we're going to see what he says about the games last week.
Cosmetot Eagles coach, Dakota Barrett. Coach, a big week last week for the Eagles, getting that first varsity win at Waldron, and then experiencing the lights at Lafayette County.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a long week. We played Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, and, of course, practice in between, and ready for a little breather this week. We go to Mansfield and junior high, and then we are off this week and junior high and senior high other than that.
Wow. Well, I saw a post on Facebook from Waldron. Sounded like you guys played really well up there.
Well, we did. We come out kind of firing on all cylinders for senior high. Blocking scheme was a little messed up to start. Got it worked out. And then really got it going. Boys played really well, won 19-16. Ended up kind of being the dogfight in the last 4 to 6 minutes. So I was really, really excited to see our kids win that one.
Anybody stand out on the offensive or defensive side of the ball in that ball game?
Yeah, I'll tell you, for that ball game offensively, I'm going to give it to some big guys here. My right guard, Bodie Lyle. I've talked about him a little bit before. He's kind of the brains of our operation and just lining up, moving people around. And, man, we chose to run behind him all night, and he did a fantastic job for us there. And then defensively, we got after him a little bit, and I'm gonna give that one to Branson Mitchell. He is a senior that's playing for me. Very athletic kid and plays defensive end and anchored his side. And they chose to run away from him in the second half. And that's character of somebody doing their job.
That is wonderful. And then got to go make the trip to Lafayette County. It's a trip that I made not too awful long ago and play under the lights. And Coach LeCake, Lafayette County's got some talent. Their numbers aren't as big as some schools, but they've got some talent down there.
They've got some talent. They've really got some athletes. And I'll be honest with you, I left that game proud of our kids. We go down there. We go 3-and-out to start. They get it back. We muff a deep snap. Can't get the punt off. They get it on about our 30. They take it and score in just a play or two. And we respond with that with a 9-play drive and score and kick a field goal. We stopped them on a 2-point conversion before that, and we used up the entire first quarter. And we actually, at the end of the first quarter, it was 7-6. We were up. We kick off, they score again. They do hit they go for two and get it. It's 14-7. We get it. We are driving again. I think we're 9 plays in. We've picked up 3 first downs.
It's really rolling. I roll a ninth grade running back in. He picks up 2 5-yard plays for us and then fumbles. Mm. And when he turns it over there, they go down and score quick. We're down 2 scores, and we haven't quite figured out battling through being when you're behind yet. So kind of shot ourselves in the foot there, but was in the game. The score doesn't reflect that a lot, but we were in the game the first quarter win it, and certainly the second as well.
Well, you know, we talk about all the things that a new team has to learn that you can only learn by experiencing it and overcoming. And that's just another one of those things, overcoming a little resistance or when things don't go your way.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, it's just kind of climbing that mountain, and these group of kids have never had to do that in any sport yet. It's something we're trying to change here and get our mindset right about. Even in basketball a little bit, we fight that. And, you know, it's just something like you said, they've got to play through, they got to live through it to get it right. And, you know, went down there and played a regular Friday night game, regular Friday night atmosphere. And Lafayette County's numbers are down. They've still got some athletes. They're number 50. He plays linebacker for him. He is a stud and a half.
I think that's a Lawson kid. Yeah, he is.
Absolutely, yes. We attacked him all night, tried to keep him off the ball all that we could, run away from his side. He's a good hand, and they're going to win some football games this year. They're coached pretty well. They've got a good game plan offensively. They'll line up, just kind of power it through you. Long story short, we lost it 42-7, but our kids played really hard, and I'm sure proud of them.
Well, you know, another young man for that Lafayette County team that I think could play for anybody is Jordan Walters, 23, kind of plays a tailback for him, and, man, just quick as a hiccup.
Absolutely. They, you know, they do what a lot of teams do, and they just try to get their athlete the ball in space, and he doesn't need much of it to wiggle through and pick up 40, 50 yards. Our kids, too, you know, you talk about angles. Angles change a lot when that kid's running a 4-5, and, man, he was flying all over the field. And our kids, we chased the ball a lot more than we did containing it, and those are just things we got to work on. But we didn't leave there with our head hanging. We left there fired up and knew that we got better that night, and to me, that's really what it's all about this year.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking – I know you're getting ready to go on a bus to Mansfield, but I appreciate you taking a few moments with me this afternoon to talk about the Eagles and go get them today.
You betcha, and I'd be crazy not to mention Chris Carterby. Once again, man, we rode on the back of him down there at Lafayette County, and he kicked his first extra point, and it was good for about 50 yards. Wow. I'm not sure how hard he kicked it. He is a big baseball player. He's got some people looking at him for that, going on to the next level. And I joke with him all the time and ask him, you sure you don't want to play college football? So, but he was certainly a standout Lafayette County for us.
All right. Now it's time for my favorite part of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, the awards segment.
Go Eagles.
All right. And we're going to go over these awards, and we're going to talk about all our sponsors. And we have somebody picked out for each team, even though most of the teams didn't play. So, just somebody that's done well and worked hard and, in our opinion, deserves a mention at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like that.
First of all, we're going to talk about the Queen Leopard Player of the Week, and that's sponsored by the Woods Agency Shelter Insurance.
Luis Sotelo, halfback linebacker for the Leopards, and Luis didn't go out last year, had a great freshman year, if you remember, Greg, mm-hmm. over 1,000 yards and making a big impact for the Leopards this year.
All right, and moving on, we're going to talk about the Ashdown Panther Player of the Week, and that's sponsored by Domtar.
Colton Rowe, 7 tackles and a pass defended this week against Ida Bell, and Jim says that he's a better young man than a football player. He's a pretty good football player.
He's a really good football player. Moving on, the Horatio Lions Player of the Week, sponsored by Horatio State Bank.
Isaiah Samuel takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Just, yeah. He gets up every time, and I have a lot of respect for the young man.
Sophomore quarterback
yep.
for the Lions. Foreman Gators Player of the Week, and that's also sponsored by Horatio State Bank.
Caleb Buchanan and Connor, help me with this.
Cannon. McElhannon.
McElhannon. I even phonics it out, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cannon.
He's going to have to go back to phonics.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Yeah, but both linemen down there do a great job and just need a mention. And yep. we want to make sure we get them mentioned there. Moving on, the Nashville Scrapper Player of the Week, sponsored by Loveless Refrigeration.
Jacoby Hopkins having a really good year for the Scrap.
The Dirks Player of the Week.
Brayson Talley, center, defensive lineman, having a really good year, playing those positions that don't get mentioned a lot. And we just wanted to recognize the young man today.
Okay, and that was sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Todd Moore.
That's right.
Insurance
Sorry to get ahead of you there.
That's okay. No problem. The MENA Bearcat Player of the Week, sponsored by Union Bank of MENA.
Tucker Strickland. And Tucker, he spells Strickland the right way. I have a lot of respect for that, but he is tougher than a pine knot.
Costart River Player of the Week, also sponsored by Union Bank of MENA.
Tacker Bodie Lyle, Coach Barrett didn't have enough good things to say about him. He just kept gushing about him. We wanted to give the offensive lineman a shout-out this week.
All right. So that's all the schools. Now we've got our area awards, our offensive player of the area, sponsored by Toad Thumper Lures.
Bryson French had a big game, 4 catches, 104 yards, and a touchdown for the Panthers.
All right. Moving on to the defensive player of the area, sponsored by Horatio State Bank.
Causatot River's defensive end, Branson Mitchell. Yeah, he was Coach Barrett was telling me that they ran his way a couple times, and then they quit running his way. Everything was going to the other side. They wouldn't run at him. Says a lot about
So the ultimate coming. Sign of respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's great. Then lastly but not leastly, the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, Player of the Area, and that's the T-shirt.
That's right.
And you win a T-shirt, and it's sponsored by Mud Creek Designs.
And to the surprise of absolutely no one, Riley Williamson, 12 of 23, 205 yards, 3 touchdowns. Add to that 16 carries for 117 yards and 2 touchdowns. You get 322 total yards and 5 touchdowns. That is
not
pretty
a bad
good.
Night.
No, it's not. It's not a bad night.
That's a really good night, and Congratulations to Riley for being our Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area. One more thing we have to talk about before we move on, and that's the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week, and man, what a big game. And, you know, we're going to be talking about 4A games all the time, Tony, because there's just so many good teams in that conference.
There is. It's the SEC of 4A.
Yeah, it really is.
And, you know, if I wasn't I have other obligations Friday night, and in hope, if I didn't, I'd be in Arkadelphia watching this one.
Yeah.
Nashville at Arkadelphia.
Yeah, going to be a great game, and that's the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
UA Cossatot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. Visit cccua.edu today to find out everything you need about UA Cossatot, including how to apply and enroll, all of their programs of study, financial information like how to pay for college, and all of the scholarship opportunities for our community. You can even learn about their technical programs like automotive and diesel service technology and so much more. UA Cossatot has such a wide array of programs available to you, there's no reason to wait. This doesn't just apply to high school graduates either. If you're still in high school, visit cccua.edu and learn about UA Cossatot's high school programs. Sophomores, juniors, and seniors are able to take up to 15 credit hours for free per semester through the Access to Acceleration Scholarship Program. No extra paperwork is required by the student for this scholarship, as the High School Programs Department ensures their information is submitted to state institutions for reimbursement. Medical professions, industrial technology, welding technology, and so much more. Ready to start when you are. Visit cccua.edu today and see what UA Cossatot can offer you. UA Cossatot. If you start here, you can go anywhere.
Okay, that's pretty much the sums up the high school area action. Looks like a fun weekend of sports.
It does.
Yeah, got the big Notre Dame game.
Yeah. You going?
I'm going.
I am too.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, anybody else? You got anything else? Anything else you want to talk about?
Just ready to have some high school football back.
Yeah, I am too after the off week.
Yeah, well, here it comes. We're ready to go. And that's it. We just want to take this opportunity to thank all our sponsors. We appreciate it. We couldn't do it without them. Thank the everybody that listens to us. Hope you're enjoying it. And if you're not, call Jeff Tuttle at 870. Never mind.
Well, is there any way I can get a date? I might get my number out.
I think you got a better.
We need to do a Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on here. Love is blind, because love would have to be blind.
They like to laugh, but not look at somebody.
Yeah, there you go. He's a good human being.
He is.
Isn't that what you say about ugly people?
He's sweet.
Yeah, he's sweet.
He's Thelma Lou's cousin.
Oh, man. Anyway, we appreciate everybody listening. We really do. And because if we didn't have you, we wouldn't be here. But most of all, we appreciate all the kids and what they do, and just getting the opportunity to talk about them. That's why we do this. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Glad Tyler cut this off 5 minutes ago.
He didn't cut it off.